Come on, man. Come on, Floyd. This should be beneath you. That you've made, if somebody would have told him after he, I think he fought in the 96 Olympics in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. If someone comes to him after he fought in the Olympics and they say, Floyd, you're going to be a 5-6 division champ. You're going to be 50-0 when you retire, and you're going to be the highest grossing fighter of all time. You think he takes that, Skip Bayless? Mm-hmm. Because that's what he is. And it seemingly is still not enough. You got jets, you got cars, you got homes, you got everything that you can possibly fathom. You still have your right mind. And you want to go back in there and fight for what, Floyd? Do you need money that bad? Because these things are becoming a farce. Mm-hmm. When everybody knows you're not going to fight this guy in his specialty. He's a kickboxer. Now, you see how long that lasts. You know, Tyron Woodley, and I know T-Wood. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I can teach Floyd how to do this. No, you can't. Mm-hmm. You ain't teaching nobody at no 40-something years old to go to no MMA. That's not going to happen. That is a young man's sport. And the shelf life in MMA, Skip, is even shorter than boxing. And you know, unless you're an all-time great, you don't have a long shelf life in
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
All the guys want, I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You didn't bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fighter. I sacrificed a lot.
Dollar DiBiase Production.
To get to where I got to.
What do you bring to the table?
Let's get this song.
Where's like this? Wait.
All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in the sport. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style at all. I sacrificed a lot.
BoxingWiz.com.
To get to where I got to.
BoxingWiz.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Hashtag TBV Podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We are back with another one. Yes, Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp rip into Floyd Mayweather. Now, I mean, I got to tell you, I'm not a guy that watches Undisputed. I've literally never, ever in my life watched Undisputed. But the Undisputed clips on Instagram were enough to grab my attention. The audio clips from one Shannon. What is it here? Shannon, where is your name? Oh, Shannon Sharp. One Shannon Sharp was a little bit entertaining to me, and I felt like, oh, wait a minute, maybe there's some of our listeners that feel the same exact way. And at the same time, wait a minute. I mean, is this guy hating? Like, what does he mean? Do you need the money? Like, what do you mean? Do you need the money? It's free money. Why not get it? Like, it's point at the easy work. You know, renting is easy work. Wasn't there a cartoon on HBO by the name of Renting Tin or some shit? That's what we're going to call Mr. Tension from now on. But anyway, let me head on out to my man in The Rock, hailing from Indiana.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yo. What's up, baby? We back with another one. Undisputed. It is a TV show that comes on FS1. Why is FS1 important? FS1 is the same network that Al Heyman has a contract with. So hopefully a lot more of those fighters can be on FS1. But Shannon Sharp is a pro football Hall of Famer, and he has some choice words for Floyd Mayweather. We're all thinking that, right? Right. We're looking at Floyd on IG. We see him traveling the world. We see him buying watches, buying cars, talking about he got to buy another plane. So we're all wondering, does he need the money? So let's get into it and let's chop it up.
You know, I was wondering, I said to myself, is Mike going to be biased? Just got word from Joseph Parker. We're allowed in camp. So hopefully we get up in there next week.
Down in Vegas?
Yeah. So I was like, I was saying to myself, yo, is Mike going to come on here a little bit biased? Because Shannon Sharp sounds like you and Mike might be from the same hood. And
hey, I get that shit all the time, bro. See my fucking inbox, bro. Like, bro, are you and Shannon? Nah, bro. I mean, I just think that, personality is kind of like mine. You know what I'm saying? Overly excited sometimes, and sometimes he stumbled on his words. But at the same time, I think he's a good personality. I think him and Skip do a great job, just like Stephen A. and Max. So I think that they all do a great job. But I think Shannon was being, I think Shannon was talking his truth, was speaking how he feels, not necessarily everybody else, but how he feels.
I mean, let's see how some more audio.
We know how small Floyd is. For that guy to stand next to Floyd and be that much smaller than Floyd.
Floyd's right. Remember, he's got little.
Dude might be a little. Head? Not that I have anything against little people, head, but this dude might legs. Be a little person. And Floyd tried to pick on somebody. Go fight Earl Smith Jr. You want to fight somebody? Go fight Keith Thurman.
He doesn't want to fight.
Go fight one of them guys, Skip. Mm. Leave these people alone.
So I'm just
Yo, I love how Skip was like, he don't want to fight them.
hey, bro, what you don't know about Skip, and I don't know if you follow Skip ever, but Skip reminds me of you, bro. He's the white version of you. He's like straight up hater all day, every day. So hey.
Well, I ain't no hater, first of all.
So. My bad.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, man. It was funny, like, yeah, he don't want to fight any of those guys. Yeah. And shout out to fucking Shannon Sharp for even bringing those guys up.
For real, I was so excited I didn't even hear who he said. Let me see what names he said.
Go fight Earl Smith Jr. You want to fight somebody? Go fight Keith Thurman.
He doesn't want to fight.
Go fight one of them guys, Skip. Mm. Leave these people alone.
Yo, you know what's funny though? Just real quick, off topic, shots fired. Where my gun at? Mike, look at me. Look at me, Mike.
I'm looking.
He ain't mentioned fucking Crawford. Ah!
Hey, we ain't get to the whole clip. I can record. I didn't mean 6 minutes worth of clip, so I had to chop it up.
Somebody. Go fight Earl Smith Jr. You want to fight somebody? Go fight Keith Thurman.
He doesn't want to fight.
You want to fight somebody? Go fight Keith Thurman. Watch. It's going to be straight soundbite city. But, he's right, though. I mean, he's right. If Floyd really wants the American public to like start, you know what I'm saying, being more excited about who he's fighting, got to pick on one of those guys. But it ain't gonna happen.
I don't think he cares about the American public and if we're excited or not.
I mean, he just did get a what is it, 7 billion chin or whatever?
Dude, I mean, point your attention. Yeah. Take your attention to our thumbnail, right? Shannon Sharp is quoted saying that Floyd has made over $500 million in his last three fights.
That's the last soundbite.
$500 million. Now, you see, I'm in a rock and a hard place here, Mike. I'm like torn in between both sides because for me, it's like, yo, let that man get his dough. You, nobody else can't make no motherfucking $100 million to fight Ren Tin Tin.
Oh, absolutely not. I don't think anybody would.
McGregor couldn't have done this. Magdo, whatever that dude is that beat up McGregor, couldn't have done this.
Nobody would have.
Canelo couldn't have fought Ren Tin Tin and got 100 mil. He can't do it. Can't do it.
At the same time, though, man, one thing that I want to point out Shannon said that we all kind of agree to, like, Floyd is not that big of a guy. You know what I'm saying? He's not walking around like me and Floyd might be the same height, and I'm always sitting down. You know what I'm saying? So the guy he's fighting, he's 122, bro, 120, and he's 20 years old. So, man, I don't know what's going on over there in Japan, but maybe it's just like one of those exhibitions, and they just do it.
I seen reports that it's possibly an exhibition, and it's going to be like a 3-round fight or some shit.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be 3 rounds, but like 5-minute rounds, though. I think it's going to be MMA, time inch or whatever. I don't know what the damn word for it is right now, but the clock will be MMA. So, and then, I mean, the gloves that he's going to fight in, like, what?
Bruh.
Like, all this shit is just so fucking, it's exciting, but at the same time, it's just like, what the fuck is going on?
I was bent over laughing when I heard that sound bite, and he's like, you know, how small is this dude? Because it's true. Like, let's be real, you know, most Asian people are small, like, Tashawn Dawn and motherfucking Zilly Zhang Bang, them dudes is like one in the mill, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't too many Yao Mings walking around.
Hell no, ain't too many Yao Mings. So Floyd standing side by side with this dude. The dude already on record talking about he 122 pounder. You know, it do look like he picking on somebody a little, but this is what I'm saying, bro. It's like somebody tell me they gonna give me 1,000. Fuck 100 mil. Give me 1,000 to have a podcast duo with a 10-year-old. I don't give a fuck. Give me that. I'm taking that 1,000 from that 10-year-old. That ain't my problem. Who signed this little ass up to get in this contest? And that's how I feel about Ren 10-10. That ain't motherfucking Floyd, bro.
The guy named Ren 10-10. What? Where is Ren 10-10 coming from, bro?
Oh, look it up. It's a cartoon. I'm pretty sure. I ain't looking it up.
I'm saying, like, why are you calling him that, though?
Oh, because in his name, Tenshin, or some shit like that?
I thought his name was Natsukawa.
No, that's the last name. His first name, like Tenshin, something like that.
Okay. Ren 10-10, then.
You could call him Tenshin Natsukawa. I mean, it's all good. Look, he ain't going to be around much longer. This shit only going to last till Christmas. Once the ball drop, he dies. It's over. We'll forget about him.
So, in your opinion...
Unless Floyd got some sort of stock. You know, I was thinking that. I'm like, yo, is Floyd that intelligent that he's, like, buying rising stock?
I think they put that in the report that he had some stock shares.
I mean, that would only make sense because if you fight in it, then everybody's going to buy the stock. You know what I'm saying? It's going to rise. I mean, I don't know.
Definitely, man. He's not. Like I was telling you guys a month ago, like, what if Floyd had an agreement with a fucking billionaire over there fucking in Asia? I mean,
I remember you saying that, and I asked you last show to go find that audio, you little
bro. You and Rob killed me, man. I mean, you and Ron actually, like, bro, what are you talking about? You and your hypotheticals. What if he had a Japanese billionaire? Bro, and it's exactly what I said.
Where's the audio?
I will find it tonight. Don't worry about it.
It's like, bro, I could sit here and say that I gave you the winning lottery numbers and you ain't bought a ticket. Who's going to say that I'm lying? Like, show me some audio. Where's your proof at?
I forgot you smoked too much weed.
It ain't even about that. It's just like, you ain't taking no man's word for nothing.
I'm not giving you my word. It's fucking fact. It's
not in no debate show.
It's okay. Man, well, I wish we had a fucking studio set up. Like, hey, man, run me my motherfucking clip. Run me my clip, baby.
Go to the super producer. Like, run it back. Run it back.
But in your opinion, does Floyd need the money? Do you think he's spending too much money?
Hell no. I can't stand these motherfucking dummies that keep saying Floyd needs money. Floyd is in debt or it's IRA. I mean, I seen 50 Cent, and I told you we had to do that 50 Cent ripping into him, bro. But anyway, I seen 50 Cent say the same shit. Like,
bro, you ain't never said nothing about doing no 50 Cent show.
Yes, I did. And he was like, damn, champ, shit so bad. You, I don't know what he said, but basically he was insinuating Floyd money fucked up, and that's why he fighting Ren 10-10. And it's like, yo, where's
it? Always doing that, though. That's 50 and Mo. Damn, champ, you broke. You need the money. You got a girls club. I mean, he always does that.
Bruh, I don't know, man. In my opinion, until some solid reports come out from, like, magazines like the New York Times or Forbes, something, you know what I'm saying? Something solid. Man, this motherfucker got hella businesses, okay?
And just to be clear with everybody, if y'all remember about a year ago when that Floyd and Conor fight was going on, and it was all that talk about taxes. Yeah, I noticed after about a week or two, we ain't hear shit else about no motherfucking taxes. Like, we ain't hear nothing else about Floyd owe back taxes or Floyd owe this. So apparently he's good with the IRS. And if you're good with the IRS, being the level of a financial plateau that Floyd's reached, then you ain't got no problem with nobody.
Man, people in the chat talking about them strip clubs causing him a fortune. He owned a strip club.
Yeah, he owned one.
That shit paying itself, man. You know how many times I got in an Uber and them Ubers or them Lyft drivers trying to take me to the Floyd Mayweather strip club?
But play that last sound bite and it might change your mind.
Whatever, man. I ain't believing shit Shannon Sharp got to say. Him and Skip, two fucking haters.
So if he is going to make $100+ million, what price is your credibility? Seriously, what will you sell your soul, your competitive soul for that? It's not worth it because at some point we're going to.
You know, I'm going to get back to his clip, but like, you see, first of all, you know, Skip is rich.
Absolutely. Right?
And that's why he's talking like that. But I ain't never heard a broke motherfucker saying, you know, you could, because in my hood, it's called taking tack. You know what I mean? Taking tack on a dude. Someone small, when you abusing someone small, you taking tack on him. So, like, I ain't never heard nobody say that it's a bad thing to take tack, let alone get paid to do it. Now, they trying to shame Floyd because he about to beat somebody up that was stupid enough to pay him $100 million to get in the ring with him. Man,
I don't think they shame him, but at the same time, like, don't try to.
Whoa. How you gonna say you don't think he's shaming you? You heard the words you used. He said, "How much does your soul cost? Sell your soul?" Like, those words ain't even got nothing to do with combat sports. But this is what he wants to do. He wants to demoralize fucking Floyd Mayweather and discredit him. Like, what is he talking
about? When he said soul, I'm thinking what he meant was his credibility. I don't think he meant soul. Like, don't try to present this as a competitive fight, like Floyd always did. Like, one of Floyd's main quotes, and he always did this.
I need you to run that back. I don't know if it's because you're from the South and I'm not, but what you mean, is there two types of souls and I don't know?
I'm saying, I don't think he meant to say soul. Like, I think that's a bad choice of words. I'm sticking with the credibility mark.
This dude get paid over six figures. He ain't make no fucking mistake.
You're on TV every day and you don't think you're making that one mistake?
Man, he know exactly what he's saying. But anyway, to the tape.
Remember Floyd for this. Yeah. Like at the end of his career, yeah. He's 41 years
but
of age.
But the upside, but skill.
So why your audio just cut out like that, B?
Maybe I sent you the wrong one. I don't know. But
if he is going to make $100+ million, what price is your credibility? Seriously, what will you sell your soul, your competitive soul for that? It's not worth it because at some point we're going to remember Floyd for this. Yeah. Like at the end of his career, yeah. He's 41 years
but
of age.
But the upside, but skill.
Now, one thing that like was going to come up next, Shannon was like, okay, Floyd posts the betting slip that he does when he wins. But he never posts the one when he loses, so we don't know what he's losing.
Your Honor, speculation. He wants us to assume because he's not posting that he lost.
I'm saying we all know Floyd's a big gambler, no matter what. I see the fucking show was like when Floyd was betting on the score of a first half basketball game, but that the home team would be winning by X number of points.
See, this reminds me of that time that you said me and Ron clowned you for your hypotheticals.
Yeah. Y'all did. Like, that was about 5 minutes ago when I said that.
But we back on hypotheticals.
Sometimes that shit pans out.
I mean, allegedly.
I'm just saying, man, look here. When you betting like that and you're not betting, no, he ain't betting what we betting. You know what I'm saying? He on a whole nother level, so. Maybe, I mean, like, shit, like you said, you can't turn down $100 million, but you might need it, too. Two things can be true, like I always say.
Listen to me, bro. You and I both know we could be comfortable and we could still want more.
Mm-hmm.
That's just part of life, man.
But one more and needing more are two different things.
Yeah, but you...
Bro, that lifestyle, man, come on, man. That's
the broke man's mentality, counting someone else's pockets.
He's not counting his pockets, bro.
You're in the world. The world is assuming because he's living this lifestyle, he's broke.
The world is
assuming that's what would happen to them if they was in his position. That's why they wishing that bad on him because they can't see themselves with over $500 million without fucking it up. Why? Because people before them came and fucked it up. Mike Tyson fucked it up. Evander fucked it up. So they're like, fuck it. Floyd got to fuck it up. I'll fuck it up too. Anybody will fuck it. That's too much money for one man. Well, he doing A-OK. Last I checked, he ain't fucked shit up. He just keep buying more shit, making more people more mad. Yo, he be making people mad. He got supercars, bro. He got casinos giving him $4.6 million cars. He buying $30 million mansions, and just to tease and hate on niggas, he buying $19 million watches. His watch costs more than half his mansion. Like, that's insane, bro. Like, people need to stop it.
And by you saying all that right there, bro.
That's equity. He ain't losing none of that. His cars is not a fucking Honda or Toyota to depreciate. His Bugatti don't cost fucking $2 million today because he bought it or they gave it to him at 4.6 a couple years ago. Stop that bullshit. That's the broke man's mentality. We ain't never had that shit, so we just talking out our ass. How the fuck a Bugatti gonna depreciate? How the fuck a $30 million mansion gonna all of a sudden he gonna go broke when he paid for that shit? That's equity. Learn something. He could pull a motherfucking lien on his whole house.
The taxes on the
house, bro. Like, people,
the taxes and maintenance on the house alone is gonna fucking run up a fucking bill, bro.
Taxes, my ass.
You know better than that, man. Come on, bro. You sitting here and you possibly like, goddamn me. The guy got like three proper planes. The maintenance on planes, the fucking flying, the gas. Like, come on, bro.
Last I checked, no one ever came out with an article or a book.
You absolutely are.
Excuse me, confirming that Mayweather owns any of those jets. He could be leasing. People ain't stupid.
I mean, he said it himself.
People lease cars every fucking day. People lease cars every day. Why won't you lease a fucking jet? Come on, man. No. He got to be stupid, Mayweather, and he buying jets and paying for gas. All right. Why?
I never called a man stupid at all.
It's the world, though. It's the world. The world wants you to believe that he's losing money and he's doing this for money. Like, what the fuck is wrong with people? I ain't never seen another motherfucking boxer. Wait a minute. I ain't never seen another motherfucking boxer come before him and do nothing that he done did for me to start doubting that now all of a sudden the smartest boxer alive is going to end up being the stupidest one and lose all his money. Man, shut up, man. And I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to these fucking airheads out here trying to have me, but he's losing. I seen someone post some dumb shit talking about he owed the Japanese casinos money. That's why he fighting. The internet will invent anything. I swear they'll invent anything. It's hilarious, though. I get a kick out of it. I'm telling you. He going to beat Renton's ass, and, you know, Showtime's going to hope that Adrian Broner doesn't beat Pacquiao. And I think Showtime don't even care.
I don't think either.
If you Floyd, you probably want Broner to win.
Yeah, you want Broner.
You probably want Broner to win because it'll sell. Pacquiao ain't selling shit. I did my best. My best wasn't good enough. Nobody gives a fuck about that shit. Nobody cares about that shit. It's just a handful of little weirdos that fall in love with people's personalities with their broken English. I like clean sport. I ain't beat. Give me a fluent English-speaking person, and I'll fall in love quicker. You know? I'm behind a whole bunch of UK dudes. You know what I mean? Because they could at least speak English. I want to relate. You know? Look at Bellew. Right away, he opened his mouth and he let us know, boom, made himself relatable with a bunch of people, you know? Yeah. But he could only do that because he spoke English.
Shield Killer coming for you, man.
I don't know who the fuck is Shield Killer. Tell him, call. Who
call are Shield Killer.
Who are ya? Nobody.
They've been on the Titan Spirit shit all morning.
Nah, that's Ness shit. I took it.
My bad. I'm a bad. You don't wild to take shit, huh?
Just fucking take shit.
There's only one. I feel you.
I just fucking take shit. You know what I'm saying?
But shit, I mean,
final thoughts on this, or open up the lines, or what?
End of the day, shit. I mean, ain't none of my business what's going on. Fight gonna happen. But from the outside looking
like
in,
a Floyd fan, ain't none of
from the outside looking in, I can see what Shannon is alluding to when he talks about the bedding and the lifestyle and. At the same time, why is he doing it and why he's not fighting the big names in the division? I understand he's old, but if you want everybody to love you and be a part of you,
Someone tell me why I need everybody to love me when I got 100 million reasons why I don't give a fuck.
You can say Floyd don't give a fuck, but at the end of the day, man, I think as a piece of everybody that wants to be,
I just think
included.
I just think the people that hate on Floyd got no fucking ambition.
See, no. See, most of the people that hate on Floyd is not because of like the boxing aspect. You know what I'm saying? It's other reason people hate on Floyd.
Nah, they hate on Floyd because they ain't got no ambition and no imagination. You know what I'm saying? They can't envision, B. Like, bruh, Floyd be in some of the illest places in this.
Oh, yeah.
Illest.
Knowing the man.
He got me dreaming of shit. Dreaming. Dreaming of being in some of these blue waters he be taking.
Oh, you're about Iceland. Okay, I'm glad we're on the same page.
I wouldn't even know if it was Iceland. The man's been in so many blue waters.
That water was beautiful. So
many insane hotels. Like, I mean, people is crazy. Stop fucking hating, man. Y'all some haters. What? Look, because Oprah is humble and gives a whole bunch of shit out, you know what I mean? Everybody love her. You know what I'm saying? I bet you Oprah be doing the same shit. She be flossing on vacation too, going all Bora Boras and all that good shit too. So don't hit me up with that garbage. Let Floyd do his thing. And yo, check out my interview with B-Hop. Let me see, did I post it yet? He's actually talking about this Floyd and Ren 10-10 fight, bro. It's hilarious because, I ain't posted yet. It'll be up soon. He wants Floyd to get kicked in during this fight on purpose, bro, because he's like, you know, he need to be either stand retired or fight some of these other guys. It's kind of just like, you know, Shannon Sharp, you know, but Lil B-Hop, Chris Colbert, he wants Floyd to get kicked with a kick across the face. But let's go out to the callers, man. We're going to jump out to these sponsors real quick.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Yo, 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 first caller.
I'd like to introduce to you a young fella, and he comes from the Magnolia.
Whoa. What's happening, bro?
What's good, Eno?
What's good, Mike, bro? We got another story that made the headlines. Floyd about to fight some cat. Man, for one, Floyd bigger than this cat, bro. The cat look like he's like 120 pounds soaking wet. You know what I'm saying? Floyd going to come in that thing about 160. They going to box. Why everybody acting like they don't know what the fight going to be? Is it going to be MMA boxing? Man, Floyd, he's not about to do it. I see everything Shannon showed, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie. I agree with it. You know what I'm saying? Floyd not about to do no MMA and all that shit with these cats, man. For what? You gonna give me $100 million to punch down some cat we don't know nothing about? You heard me? Don't none of the hardcore fans care about this fight, though. You heard me? Man, ever since Floyd fought Berto, man, I started really like following Floyd like that. I was a big Floyd fan back in the gap, but I mean, you know, he's getting his money. That's cool, but this real boxing shit. Man, look, I'm sticking with the young guns, you hear me? These cats that are really trying to make something happen, like Crawford, Spence, you know what I'm saying? Proud, I don't know what he's doing. That's next partner, you hear me? Keith Thurman. I talk about him when he come back, man. You hear me? So when I see him, then we can talk about him. You know what I'm saying? But I'm worried like Wilder, you know what I'm saying? Wilder trying to unify the division. Like, man, Floyd coming through, he... You know what I'm saying? He doing a little smoke screen and all this and that, man. That's cool, but I mean, I ain't buying a fight. Y'all buying a fight?
Y'all buying it?
Well,
shit?
Actually, it's going to be free, they say. We ain't going to have to pay for it.
Oh, all right, cool. I ain't gonna lie. If it's free, I'm going to look at it. If it's I'll watch it if it's free. I'm keeping it real, Mike. You know what we're doing this show, man. I'm going to keep it real. Right. Like, you heard me, if it's free. But, like, for it's like $99 and $89, I'm not doing that, man, for that shit. You did? Like, he's not robbing a bank with no ski mask this time. Not with this nigga. You hear me? Now, far as like, you know what I'm saying? If he try to fight, like Pacquiao, I think Pacquiao, I might be crazy. I think Pacquiao gonna mess around and fight one of these young bucks. You hear me? It's gonna be the end of his career. You know what I'm saying? But I think he might be fooled to fight one of these young cats if Floyd don't fight him. You hear me? I mean, him and Danny would be a good fight. I'd like to see that fight, him and Danny Garcia. You know what I'm saying? Him and Spence or Thurman or one of them bigger dudes. I don't know. I think he's kind of too old for that. But him and Danny, he's going to beat the piss out of Broner. He's going to beat the hell out of Broner. You hear him? Broner about to get paid. But Broner got CTE anyway. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to get another little beat down and go on to the next. But that's my call, man.
Shout out N.O. Great call.
N.O., thanks for calling in. Yo, Skype done updated. It's fucking shit. I hate they be coming up with updates like on every other day, B.
What they update? The system or some shit?
The way you connect, you know, callers. But let me get out to Alex in Australia. Let me see. It's about, man, if it's 6 now.
It's about 6 there, too, right?
Nah, it's 8 in the morning over there in Australia.
No one can stop me, really.
My God, it's me. Oh, there's a king croc right there.
My God, it's me.
This croc has enough power in his jaws to whip my head right off.
Unique in the sixth round, in the seventh round.
Guys, you do not need introductions.
My God, it's me. You're
going to be the legend to become a legend.
My God, it's me. My God, it's me.
Honestly, episode unbeatable.
My God, it's me.
You're going to be the legend to become a legend.
What's going on?
Happy to call in. I understand where Ness is coming from completely. Like, you know, Floyd's just trying to make some cash and good on him. Like, I'm happy for him. Anyone that can make money, you know, it's good. Got to be happy for them. But in terms of this is a boxing show and we're talking boxing content. This is not good content, like, for real, you know. I'd much rather see Floyd mix it up with some of the young guns at the moment, but you know, it is what it is. Make that bank. But before I let you go, I just want to say a big thank you to Ness for always keeping your co-host in line. I don't know what you're smoking, Mike, but if you think Belly is going to beat Usyk, man, I don't know what's wrong with you at the moment. But good work, boys. And whatever you're smoking, Mike, get it for me at the TBV appreciation night because I'll be there. Take it easy.
Alex, man, thanks for calling in. Let me go out to Christopher Hearn on Skype. Talk to me. Christopher, going once.
My bad, I was on mute. I was on mute.
No problem.
Yo.
Yes.
What up, Ness? What up, Mike?
What up?
So let me, Ness, you being a historic boxing fan, correct me if I'm wrong. And yo, in my humble opinion.
Whoa. I wouldn't say historian. That's not.
Oh, you got
let's say the last historian. Thing, right? You probably know a lot been going on in the last 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Floyd is almost single-handedly destroying boxing to me because he does his thing so selfishly. Like, we as boxing fans want all the big fights. We want all the big names to fight each other. We want Crawford Spence. We want Spence and the other welterweights. We want Joshua Wilder. And the fan base that Mayweather has, he don't never do use it to uplift the sport. He always uses it. He's not even uplifting Tank. And now he's trying to make a fight with some other guy, a money fight. It just, to me, is horrible. It's thirsty. I don't know. I'm not feeling Floyd. I'm not feeling nothing that he's doing. He's not doing nothing but being selfish. He's trying to get more bread. Who cares about that? He already got enough money. Next, you want to see real boxing fights.
So do you think Floyd needs the money?
I don't know at this point. We all need money. Well, who gives a fuck? The boxing, he supposed to be a legend. A legendary boxer not supposed to leave boxing into this path. He leaving it to where everybody care about you losing. Like, for instance, Danny Garcia, a very good fighter. He got a loss. Now he, nobody going to care to watch him because of that old shit. But that old shit didn't mean nothing back in the day. You can have an L and then get a big fight still.
I think Danny's still going to be able to get big fights like Adrian Broner is right now, who has losses.
Right, but like, for instance, Mikey Garcia, like what Ness told you yesterday, Mikey Garcia not going to fight him because he ain't going to get paid like how he want to. Like how he going to get paid fighting Spence because they're undefeated champions. That whole stigma is fucking up boxing. UFC, got losses.
I heard what you're saying.
Catch a fade. It's a lot of fighters in UFC. They can just come catch a fade and still have a good fight with losses. Damian Cormier got two losses. He still get big fights with no problem.
But come on, bro. You can't just bring up him because we all know that both his losses is to, like, arguably the greatest of all time.
Conor lost two, though.
That's different, too, bro. That's a big motherfucking dude. Got a big fan base because of his mouthpiece. He can talk.
Lost three times. He like pound for pound number one right now. I'm just saying, and he's still getting big fights.
Cool.
Chris, punching after the bell. Thank you for calling in. So the update on Skype added a link. So now instead of adding a person like a three-way, they like invite a person to the call.
Like Google Hangouts or whatever.
Yeah, copycats trying to be Google and shit.
Hey, man, they recognize good shit.
Yeah. Yeah, real recognize, real. Let's go to Texas. Joseph, what up?
Hey, yo, what's up, guys? So, have they come out and said this is strictly a boxing rules match?
They haven't said nothing yet. They want to leave the mystique.
None of that yet. They leaving that us to guess.
See, here's why I feel. I mean, like I said, to me, I got a few opinions of this. The first one is, if it's a strictly boxing contest, I think it shouldn't be because he's already way bigger than this guy. Granted, I mean, whatever he agreed to, he was the one that said the strictly boxing fight don't matter. But I would like to see they let the fight be, obviously, I would say no head kicks, but maybe like let him do body kicks and leg kicks. That would make things kind of interesting. But as far as everybody complaining, I mean, people got to stop acting like we're fixing to pay on Showtime pay-per-view for this. And it's for the world title. It's going to be free. And I mean, it's not like if you don't want to watch it, you don't have to sit there and watch it. You know what I mean? Like that's the thing that people aren't getting. It's not being heavily promoted here in America. So I don't think Floyd really wants us to watch it or cares if we do or do not. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
He's retired. He's fought everybody. Let the man make his money. He's not really bothering boxing right now. So that's what I'm saying. He's not interrupting. We got good fights coming up. He's not in the way of those. That's my thing is people got to relax, man. He's not interfering with anything boxing related when you really look at it. But that's my call, guys. Y'all have a good one. Appreciate it.
Joseph,
see that.
Calling in, brother. Yeah, I see that. Who that? Why they put his hair like that? Who that supposed to be like? I know it's Floyd, but whose hair is it?
Who he fighting?
Oh, they got Renton hair?
They combined them.
Oh, man.
They are fucking crazy.
The internet is undefeated, B.
Internet's a great place and a bad place, too.
Stunner in Jersey, holla at me.
What's going on, Steve Austin?
Stunner, what up, baby? You want me to come back to you?
This has been irking me for a while. Y'all hear me?
Oh, all right. Oh, go ahead.
Hold on, y'all hear me?
I mean, you don't sound great. I'm pretty sure you're using a Bluetooth or something like that because it says Beats. You probably thought it was good.
True. Now, but let me just say this real quick.
So, yo, they got me too, though. Don't worry about it.
True that. Yo, so for the last, like, month or two, we've been talking about, you know, Wilder aside, we've been talking about a bunch of fights that aren't happening. Floyd hasn't fought in, like, over a year. And y'all are mad at him for coming back and getting a bag overseas? Like, this shit don't make sense to me because I'm not trying to hear about no Spence, Crawford, Thurman. These dudes ain't doing nothing. So I don't see where the complaints is. If these dudes have been fighting in the last couple of months, nobody would give a fuck about this Floyd shit. But instead, we've been talking about when's Thurman coming back? When's Crawford going to step up? When's fucking Spence going to have a... You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. I don't understand how anybody can have a problem with Floyd doing this shit. Because he gave everybody a chance. The only person who's trying to fucking make something happen is Wilder. He's the only one calling out the best. So, I don't know, man. The fans is going to be confused on this one, man. Because it's like, y'all don't want Floyd to fight, so that means y'all just want to talk about Crawford and Spence not fighting still for the next 8 months. You want to talk about Spence versus Collazo? Like, hey, what the fuck's going on?
I think the problem is Floyd's like hijacking the narrative, so to speak. Like, he's coming back, but and he knows when he's coming back.
It ain't his fault that half these pound for pound fighters is as boring as paint drying.
I'm saying
that's what I'm saying. When he comes back
and announces that he's fighting, all the social networks going to run with it, and it might take away from a good actual fight that's going on.
Like one or two callers ago, I remember somebody mentioned like, Floyd to fight somebody like Danny Garcia. What, Danny Garcia just lost a quarter. And is he trying to like come back and get another title fight? You know, make a stamp on the boxing game? No, he's trying to fight the winner of Broner Pacquiao. These dudes, like, they're not trying to seize the moment. Everybody knows who we want you to fight. So once you're not doing that, you know what I mean? It's over for you. You know what I mean? Like,
We got a super chat from Terrell Correll. Floyd in Japan, like the Yokuzu, got him on the hook. Oh, Yakuzu. I don't know. Yeah, it's that gang over there and with a mob.
I'm telling you, people hating, B. Look, people.
Japanese mob, whatever.
You know what I'm saying? My man in a whole nother country. Doing his own thing. He ain't even drop a press conference over here. Yo, Mayweather Promotion still hasn't sent out a press release, Mike. They still haven't sent. Kelly Swanson ain't put out a press release. PBC ain't put a picture up.
So
it's like,
maybe you got to call Ryzen.
He in a whole nother world. Like, why y'all worried about it? It's like, yo, Floyd Mayweather having a fight on Mars, yo. He ain't shit, yo. Word is born. That's fucked up. Why he fighting on Mars, though? He should be fighting over here. Like, yo, he doing his own thing. They still hating. Jeez Louise. Let's go out to Ohio, man.
Ohio, Ron.
If you know like I know, you should lie low. Killer, I used to get it in Ohio.
J. Will in Ohio, what's up, brother? How are you?
Man, I'm doing good. Ness, how you doing, boss?
I'm good. I couldn't find your name to send you this new link they got with the Skype, man, but we'll get it together.
All right. Man, fun topic, man. I'm glad you touched on it. Didn't think you would, but I'm glad you did. Real quick, man, touching on, again, maybe two or three callers ago now, saying Mayweather is ruining boxing or this and the third. Yo, what do you expect a 42-year-old fighter to be doing right now? Number one, I don't expect him to be fighting right now, especially when he was on top of the game for as long as he was. Mind you, this man turned pro at 18, man. The champion at, 19? And been doing it up until, 40? And y'all still want him to take on a Danny? Like, it's up to these young bucks to carry the game. And they don't want to do it. They want to get money and stay cute. You can't get money and be called the best and stay cute. You're going to get touched. Like, Mayweather fought Corrales on his way up, not when he was the man, on his way up. You just got to do it. So if these young boys don't want to give us the fights that we want, you know, boxing's going to be at a standstill. I'm still going to watch it. Everybody still who watches it now, they're still going to watch it. But don't expect some 42-year-old man to carry the game. Still, that's just kind of being unrealistic. So, and to be on the point of what I expect a 42-year-old boxer to be doing right now, I said not be fighting. So, to me, that whole shit over there, I would never hate. It's entertaining. You know, I'm definitely going to watch it if it's free. I mean, looking at the, I went and checked the dude's highlights. The little dude nasty, and if they allow him to kick even to the body, I don't see how Mayweather's going to win.
Yeah, so, I'm good. I'm
gonna get touched. He's gonna get touched. So, I mean, just on that basis alone of seeing Mayweather get hit and touched up by some kicks and shit, it's going to be entertaining. Now, again, back to the point of where I don't see a 42-year-old person fighting. Man, this man needs the money, man. I don't care what anybody say. This is me not hating. I love Floyd. I love this whole career. That's my guy. But this man is fighting because he has to uphold some type of image. So if you've been known to make $1 billion in your career, but you're really only worth 100 or 200 million, you got to try to make some more money, because Eric, you done said how many times you made over $1 billion and you really only worth 100 million when you liquidate everything out. I mean, Ness, point blank, if you got the boxing voice to a point to where you don't have to do this show every day, you had somebody else to do the show for you every day, and you just sat back and, you know, reap the benefits and you know, of the profit of the show, you would do that. You wouldn't continue to do this shit if you didn't have to. Why are you going to keep getting punched and now kicked if you don't have to? Come on, man. And it's, I just think it's unfortunate for the man to be in that position.
Man, that was a good call right there, bro. I agree with everything he said. Like, from the age aspect, being 42-year-olds, what do I expect a 42-year-old be doing? Absolutely.
He broke it down with some real logic. Hard to hate on the way he broke it down, because it's true. It's like what he said. If you're a logical person, you're a sane boxing fan, and you let that seep in, his words were something like, we can't expect a 42-year-old man to carry the sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. But we expect a 42-year-old football player to carry the sport, or a basketball player. So it's like, why are we asking Floyd to fight the young guy to keep the sport from dying? I mean, wow. That was a great call, Jay Will.
And one thing else he said that's very, very, very important, and Joe Rogan also brought it up. If they allow this little motherfucker to kick even to the legs or to the body, it's going to be a long night.
Oh, wait a minute. Joe Rogan brought this shit up? Joe Rogan was talking about it already?
Yeah.
Mm.
Bro, that shit everywhere. It's Floyd's back.
It's everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere it is. Well, let's see what we got here. We got 623. Looks like a first-time caller. Or
Terrell, I was going to bring up Brady, but Ness went knew about him, so I ain't bring him up.
What? Who's Brady? What about him?
Tom Brady, 41-year-old, but I wouldn't say that he's carrying the NFL, but he's having an okay year to be 41.
Listen, he can't even – I don't even watch that sport, but no one man carries any franchise sport. NFL, NHL, NBA, no one man.
No. That's an argument for another day.
So you telling me LeBron's carrying NBA and everybody's only watching NBA sports because of LeBron?
Previous to the whole Steph Curry a phenomenon. Hell yeah. Well, then Kobe was there too. So now, but as far as the franchise though, as far as the franchise, he dragged the fucking Cavaliers to the finals last year.
No. But you don't misunderstand my word. You're taking franchise and tying it to team. No.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm talking about franchise as far as NHL, NBA. And you know the league, bro.
The only one time that I only knew about, and I can say it without a doubt,
like you're wrong. This
without a doubt, back in the 90s, Jordan, easy.
You're still fucking wrong, bro. Larry Bird was equally as
are you fuck?
Larry Bird, Patrick Ewing,
bro, get the motherfuckers out of there with Jordan, nigga.
I'm not debating. Listen to me. I'm not debating that Jordan didn't have double the amount of their points.
Mm.
But those guys were his nemesis. It's like Superman and the fucking three dudes from Zod. You know what I mean?
Bro, Jordan took the lead to a whole nother level.
Whatever. I'm done with
AJ. Just like Tiger Woods took golf to a whole nother level.
I rest my final statement on no one man carries any of those leagues. No one man. Get the fuck.
Jordan took it to another level.
What?
Took it to another level.
Phoenix, help my insane co-host. First time caller?
Nah, I called in before.
All right, what's your name, brother? Let me get this down.
Jay from the Bay.
Jay from the Bay. The Bay in Phoenix? I got a Bay out there?
Nah, I've been to Phoenix. Been to Phoenix for a while.
Oh, so you're originally from the Bay Area in California. All right. What's up, brother? Yeah. Talk to us, man. First of all, is Mike crazy? Uh-huh. I mean, we're going to go off of boxing for a minute. Is Mike crazy? Does any one athlete run like any of those leagues?
I gave you two, Jordan and Will.
No, bro, stop interrupting people. You're trying to influence the callers.
Yeah, of course. LeBron pretty much got rules and shit. Jordan had rules and shit changed, of course.
No, but do people just watch basketball because of LeBron?
I didn't say LeBron.
Hell yeah. People are casuals, man.
You have people just going to watch every game.
I think you guys are not, like, taking my words. I don't think you're taking my words literal enough.
You know? Like, carry, like, the NBA to another level, and Jordan did that. Jordan took the NBA to a whole another nigga, they had some. I want to be like Mike. They had kids by nigga. You got a pair of Jordans and you want to play basketball. What are you talking about?
No one is saying Mike, if LeBron retires, NBA is dead.
I'm not saying LeBron. Fuck LeBron. I'm talking about Jordan only.
Okay, no one. The fucking NBA didn't retire after fucking. Listen, it ain't die up. After fucking Jordan retire, bro. You bugging?
Do you know how many niggas they were comparing? Oh, is he the next Jordan? Is he the next Jordan? Is he the next Jordan? And they all was not the next fucking Jordan.
When Jordan left, Kobe was there.
Kobe didn't ascend until like 2000. And
man, Kobe came out of high school.
Bro, when motherfucking Kobe was on the Lakers, Kobe was not that nigga. Shaq was that nigga. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about.
That wasn't that nigga. You fucking crazy, man.
Bro, when Kobe was on the Lakers, Shaq was that dude. Shaq, finals MVP.
Kobe was around, Shaq was around, man. He was
around himself. When Kobe came to the Lakers, so when you come to a team, you can't be the man if the man is already there.
I don't understand the metaphor and the analogy, okay? Okay, we're talking about people saying that if Floyd doesn't do or fight these young guys, the sport will die. Or he shouldn't be around if he doesn't fight these young guys. How are we equating that to basketball?
Can I interject?
Sure, man. It's Mike's fault. He's
okay. Hold up. Let me segue it. Because if you look at Michael Jordan, he did make the sport hella big, you know, and you look at Steph Curry, how he's making, like, he's brought a whole lot of Asian fans. You know, Kobe's brought a whole lot of Asian fans, and that's what Floyd is doing right now. And I don't know if y'all know, but the Asian market is, like, a huge-ass market over there. And one thing I know about Asians, they create first. I mean, there's Korean boy bands you don't know about that's doing massive numbers, and that's what he's tapping into. He didn't do it for us. He didn't do it for the U.S. particularly. He did it for, you know, his pockets, but he also did it for the Japanese. So we shouldn't really concern ourselves with it. I don't know why people are so mad. I mean, if you want to be, you know, involved with it in any way, just put yourself in, like, you know, a Korean or a Japanese person's shoes. He's coming to y'all country. Think of it like a college kid. He's coming to y'all, you know, university to perform. So don't hate on that. They getting that, you know, and y'all don't know who dude is, Tenichi or whatever his name is, you know.
You don't know who he is. Nasakawa.
They know who he is. They know who he is, you know what I'm saying? And that's their fantasy fight. It's the Asian McGregor. You feel what I'm saying? So let's deny that. Don't hate on that. They, you know, y'all don't know what he's going to bring, you know. He's going to bring numbers. That's one thing he's going to bring. And that's, I mean, y'all seen that trailer. The trailer was pretty tight. I ain't going to lie. That shit was pretty tight. It made me want to watch the shit.
I ain't even get the trailer. You know, somebody got to send me the link.
Everybody else is just hating. Hold up. Everybody else is hating because they just want to see Floyd lose. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? They just pessimists talking about, oh, he must be broke. That's why, you know, oh, he got to be broke. That's why he want to make money. Like, is that the only motivation to make seven figures or no, what is it? Nine figures? Yeah, nine figures. You know, just for a sparring session. I mean, I look at it that way, you know. Y'all can hate on it if you want to, talking about he didn't grow his beard, he didn't want to be there, you know. Like, fuck that. If I didn't have to shave either and I was making nine figures, I'd do that too. And beat up on a little Asian dude. Hey, it's Pacquiao 1.5. Dust my hands and get it done with and make another killing. That's my call.
Great call, man. Great call.
Damn good call, bro. take it easy, man. Thank you for calling in. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. What's your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline?
Please do not try to argue with me with fucking basketball, bro.
Man, I don't give a fuck how much of a casual I am. I know that Michael Jordan is not, like, he retired, bro. He retired, and people still kept watching basketball. It's not like the world stopped. Like, come on, bro. You make
the world didn't stop, but the rating went down a significant amount.
Yeah, and then new stars came. It's no different than in boxing when people say, oh, if Floyd goes, the sport is over. And then Crawford came and Keith and Earl and all the dozens and dozens, the Wilders and the Joshuas and the Canelos of the world. Like, dog, we hear that shit all the time, man. Ain't no one man doing nothing, bro. But you want to live in that fucking fantasy? Go ahead. I'm cool.
I've seen it. Shit, I lived it. Ain't no fantasy.
All I see is that you are of the mindset that we can't agree to disagree. We got to keep back and forth. You want to bicker back and forth with me.
I'm the person that I want to, Tiger Woods. Like, he took golf to us.
See, here you are trying to make another argument.
I'm just saying, he said, who has there ever been in the world? I gave you two.
Two what?
Two people.
That did what?
What people are saying, what people are saying Floyd means to boxing. Oh, if he's going to carry boxing, whatever. There have been people to carry another sport, too. That's all I'm saying.
But you see, you keep making it about carrying a sport, right?
That's what you made about. You said no franchise. You said an actual league, right?
Yes.
And the sport is a league. Like NFL, I consider it to be a football league. Yes. NBA, I consider it to be a basketball league.
And how many basketball teams are there in the NBA?
30.
And you are trying to convince me and the listening public that one man played on one team out of that 30
in the 90s.
And the world tuned in to all basketball time. Because of him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Kids start playing basketball because of him.
All right. I'm done, bro. I just want to get through with this show. All right. That's cool with me. You believe that? I don't.
And but wait till you next year. They have a Netflix documentary coming out about Jordan. Wait till y'all see it. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Mike's got a point, right? Like,
Michael, baby, you ain't gonna tell me, homie. You ain't. I know.
What is it that you
Mike
know?
Mike hasn't played a game of basketball in 20 years, right? I have 7 pairs of Air Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the impact Jordan had. And there's LeBron now, but Michael took the NBA mainstream, right? Like basketball was a little bit of like a niche sport before Michael came, and Michael took it to everybody.
Niche sport? Man, you guys need to smack yourselves, man. So Magic Johnson didn't fucking exist. You guys are so disrespectful. Larry Bird, like, man, you guys are just ridiculous. Patrick Ewing, none of these guys. Scottie Pippen, none of these dudes exist.
They came after Jordan.
No, look here. I can give Magic and a Bird for giving the NBA a resurgence because in the 70s, the NBA had a bad.
How about motherfucking Dr. J, man?
But you don't know the fucking background behind those names. When Dr. J played, the NBA had a bad stigma because all those guys back then were using
cocaine. It wouldn't fucking matter. He did it first. That's the
80s, bottom line. It had a resurgence with Magic and Bird. But in the 90s, Jordan took it to the fucking plateau.
It wouldn't matter. Dr. J was more influential than anybody. He was like one of the first.
Oh, my God.
First, dude. You kidding me? Hey,
I'm sorry, Gary. I'm sorry. I will not cut off your car. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
You already cut off his goal. Like I said before I brought Gary on, you are the of the
mind. I didn't want no goddamn Converse right now.
There he go. Like I said before, I brought Gary on. You are of the mindset that if we cannot agree to disagree, you think you're going to convince me. You ain't never going to convince me, Mark.
You was mad because Gary agreed with me. Then you started attacking
me. I'm mad at shit.
You started attacking me again. I've been attacked on the show.
Gary, who's cutting you off?
Yeah.
Pick a side, Gary. Pick a motherfucking side. Nah, I'm joking. Go.
Real quick. Jordan came in the NBA in 85, I think. You go back to the
70s. 83.
Finals were shown on 83. Were shown on tape delay. So 5 years before Jordan got in the league, the NBA Finals were on tape delay. Right?
That's
so, shows you what Jordan did to the NBA. But I want to talk about Mayweather, though. You know, if he can come back and make $88 million, I'm probably not going to watch it because it does nothing for me. But good for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you pay me $88 million to shovel shit on TV, I would do it. Like, I mean, I don't understand the hate. Like, $88 million is what he's guaranteed. Who wouldn't take that? There's going to be some little Japanese guy. It's $88 million. I don't know if he needs money or not, but if he does, $88 million to go a long way in fixing that. I just don't understand the hate, right? Like, if you don't want it, don't pay for it. It's probably going to be on at, what, like 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning in the U.S.? You don't even have to watch it.
Exactly. I want it to be about 7 in the morning.
Hey, Gary, let me tell you something. All I'm saying is I hope I can watch it. See, these other boxing fans, they're not real boxing fans. I wish I had the ability to press a button and take boxing away from them for at least 6 months to a year. I hope that DAZN or ESPN Plus or Showtime come up with a way for me to watch it.
Okay. I didn't watch Mayweather versus the wrestler versus McGregor. I'm probably not going to watch this. You know,
Gary, you a fucking liar. You a liar. You a liar.
I'm a liar.
So okay. So you're going to have us believe okay. You still haven't watched Mayweather versus McGregor?
No, I've watched it since. I didn't buy it. I didn't watch it live.
So I've what? This fight since. Is free. This fight is free. So you bringing that up makes no sense.
Do we know that for sure? That it's definitely free in the U.S.?
Those are most of the reports are saying it's free.
If it's free, then I'll probably watch it then. I'm not going to pay $100 for it. But if someone else wants to pay $100, how about it? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand why anyone...
Here goes the world pushing their narratives and agendas. No number of prices came out except for reports that the fight is free, yet callers want to call in talking about $100 just because they want to hate on Floyd.
No one's hating. That's what Floyd Mayweather...
So why are you pushing a $100 narrative out there, Gary? Why not push the narrative this out? Why not push the narrative this out? There's been confirmed. There's multiple reports saying that it's going to be free for the U.S. But no, you want to throw this $100 around to mislead people.
I'm not trying to mislead you. I'm just saying that's what Floyd Mayweather pay-per-view cost.
You're a misleader, Gary. You are a misleader.
Hey, real quick, we got a super chat from Jack is the Truth. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Jack is the Truth. Some people transcribe to the sport MJ, Tiger, and of course, now AJ, this guy.
We're going out to Julio in LA. Julio!
Hey, what's going on, Ness? What's going on, Mike?
What's up, Julio?
I'm a boxing fan, you know? I'm a boxing fan. I don't like Mayweather, but I like watching him fight, you know? I'm not gonna say I'm a hater, but when Mayweather fights, it doesn't matter. I have to watch him fight. Not to lose, because the guy has skills, you know what I'm saying? And how you guys were saying right now about a guy carrying the sport, I think all these boxers that have been fighting have been carrying the sport. Not just one guy, you know? And if the fight's going to be free, why are we going to be hating on it? It's going to be a good fight. It's going to give a good show. And I, as a boxing fan, I appreciate the guy at least coming back because it lets you know what does he still have on the table. You know, what can he still give to the sport? So all these people that are calling in hating about Mayweather coming back, and they say, hey, let him come back. The guy's fun to watch, even though I don't like the guy, but I'll still watch him, you know?
I agree.
And that's my call. See you guys.
Julio, have a good night. Brandon, Cincinnati, holla.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Well, yeah, like, I agree with a few of the other callers. Me personally, I'm a big Floyd Mayweather fan. And if he wants to try a new sport out and, you know, do something different, I don't have a problem with it. You know, hopefully, like somebody said, they do allow kicks and shit. And this isn't just a glorified boxing match in the octagon. So if it was allowed kicks and shit, that would make it even more exciting because it is him trying out something new. I'd rather him do this than make a mockery of boxing again, because I'm a real big boxing fan, and when he does those Mayweather-McGregor fights and shit like that, in my opinion, me being a dour boxing fan, that's making a mockery of the sport, charging us $100 to watch him fight a guy with no boxing experience. I mean, he's pretty much just, you know, playing the, you know, dour boxing fan like we're idiots when he does shit like that, making us pay $100 for a fight we know he's going to win. So if he's going to go back to boxing and do another boxing match like that, I'd rather him do a fight like this where it's in another sport and it's free. So personally, I don't have a problem with this. Like I said, if he's going to do little gimmick fights like this for free, you know, I'll power to him as long as he stays away from the sport I love of boxing with that type of shit, these gimmicky sports, and as long as he's not charging us, I don't see a problem with it. My opinion, if he was to charge us for another gimmick match, instead of trying to pocket another big payday, get that shit away to charity for a cause like cancer or something. Don't charge the boxing fan and make a mockery of the sport. But that's my call.
Brandon, man, thank you for calling in. Mike, what's up? What's got your head down over there? Don't be sad because you lost that argument. Brandon, North Carolina.
What's going on, fellas?
What up?
Hey, man. Hey, let me. And Ali did it. He fought in Japan. It's fine. It's okay. Let him make his money. If they dumb enough to pay him, he'll be dumb not to take it. But I agree with Mike on this Jordan thing, man. Jordan, he made a whole color. That baby blue, when you see that baby blue, you think about Michael Jordan and the Tar Heels. That's all you think of. And when Jordan came, basketball changed drastically. Bird, Magic, all of them said the same thing.
Don't tell them, man.
But Brandon, the question is,
yes, sir.
Did you stop watching basketball when Jordan stopped?
See, it's hard to say that because Jordan.
Think about that year when Jordan stopped, because they had the lockout like the next year. I mean, well, they had the first time he left, they had the lockout. So then he came back, and then he played for the Wizards. So you know, it was in weird times when he left, and then when he left, LeBron came. The second time he left, LeBron came. So you had to watch it when LeBron came. So it was like, yeah, when he left, it was. Kind of you stopped for a little bit because they had to lock out the first time, and then he was like, well, who's gonna win it next? And then the second time he left, you know, LeBron, but Jordan is basketball. But Ness, I got a quick question for you. Them rumors about Deontay sending people to the hospital, is that true for the sparring partners?
I mean, I'm not in the This set of sparring partners, I haven't been there with Junior Fi and them. I was there for the last the last set. So
yeah.
I wouldn't know, but I mean, it was Junior Fi and who else, Mike? You remember?
Junior Fi, Malik Scott.
And who
was somebody else of note too? I can't fucking think of his name right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, it's not like he hasn't done it before. Big Baby Miller got sent to the hospital with being in camp with Wilder, so, you know.
I mean, and like he don't do it in his fights, you know what I'm saying? If I go to the hospital all the time.
No, not all the time. Every single opponent, that's one of his records. Every single opponent has gone to the hospital. Let's go out to Jesus in California. Talk to me.
Yo, what up?
What
up?
You
hear me?
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Yo, I want to see the fight. I want to see the fight. I don't see no problem with it. If you want to see it, see it. If you don't want to see it, don't see it. I think Floyd is going to I think he's gonna fight every year until he's 50, at least one time, like once a year. What do y'all think?
Nah, that's cool with me. I mean, you know, he could do what he do as long as they don't fuck with the sport. And I don't think this is fucking with the sport.
I don't think that fight has nothing to do with boxing. You know what I mean? It's just an entertainment fight. Like, you know what I mean? His boxing resume is solidified already. So I don't know why people are going crazy over him fighting like a guy in Japan. You know what I mean? It's like he's a retired fighter just doing other entertainment, other fights. That's what I think.
Well, all right.
But I'm happy it's free.
Me too, bro.
Me too. And I will be up at 6 a.m. to watch it.
Word. Agreed again.
You're a dedicated fan, baby. 6:30 in the morning.
Yo, and the basketball and the carrying stuff, it's like basketball keeps going, NFL, NBA, boxing, MMA. Like, what are we talking about carrying? You
exactly.
Know?
That's how I feel. But these guys are like, you know, Jordan's been gone. These guys are still talking about, oh, Jordan, whatever, bro.
Yeah, look at the residual effect.
People calling in. Any other callers that are on, remember, you got to press 1 if you want to talk and voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Let's not forget, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit the thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show, and it lets us know that you enjoy all these spontaneous shows, which obviously you're using these for your commute to work. You're using them on your long walks in the park or your jogs, staying in shape, et cetera, et cetera.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
All right. So those that are on the line have not pressed 1. So we are going to roll out. What up, Mike?
I was going to say shout out to all those real ones out there carrying the sport. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, you know what I'm saying? Soon to be Deontay Wilder, you know what I'm saying? One face, one name, one champion. That's how we do it.
Oh, wait a minute. We got a Skype caller. What up? Let me see. Jonathan, talk to me. Jonathan? JM? Jonathan?
Hey, can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
For sure. Hey, honestly, that's saying that LeBron or Jordan is carrying the league, that's stupid, honestly.
Bro, you're stupid. But, you're stupid.
All right, Michael.
nice one. Hey, hold on. Since you are our last caller, indulge me right quick. Back in, how old are you?
I'm only 21.
Oh, fucking never mind then.
But no, with Floyd, I think honestly, like when it comes to respecting him, like yeah, I respect the hustle, you know, get the money. But other than that, like. I mean, are you a fan of the business or a fan of the sport? I'm a fan of boxing. I like to box. I like watching boxers. I like the sweet science. So to watch this, it seems like a little slap in the face, to be honest. It's going to be just another round two of the whole McGregor thing. I don't know if they've released the rules, but from what I've heard, the rumors are that there's no kicks. So, I mean, if that's the case, then it's just going to be another McGregor round two. Of course, he's going to win. I'm going to watch it if it's free, but other than that, honestly, I can't respect him as a fighter.
Well, all right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in, man, Jonathan, and catch you on the next one. Didn't want to leave you there hanging, so we are officially outie.
All right, real quick, shout out to Michael Jordan. Shout out to Tiger Woods, man, for carrying their perspective sports to another level.
Meanwhile, Jonathan's 21 and probably never even watched Jordan.
Yeah, exactly. But his favorite player probably has. And his favorite player probably is playing because of Jordan.
That wouldn't matter.
You see the residual effect? His favorite player is probably playing basketball because of Michael Jordan.
Into this sport based off Earl.
Who?
Based off Keith and based off Crawford.
Now, those guys right now are coming to this sport based off Floyd Mayweather, of course, absolutely.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, man, look here, man. Floyd, do your thing, man. Get your money. I'm not here to count nobody's pockets, but at the same time, it's a lifestyle, man. Sometimes you got to have a lifestyle you got to obtain. And people know, like, when you retire and you got that little, what is it called, AARP card or your retirement fund, they give you, like, a specific amount to spend every month so you can live comfortably. So maybe somebody should do that for Floyd from now on.
Oh, yeah. Somebody should do that for Floyd, indicating that he is spending too much and needs to be fighting for money.
I wasn't finished. Maybe somebody is already doing it for Floyd too. So he has good. I mean, I'm pretty sure with all that money, he got financial advisor. So he's way smarter than me. So yeah.
Nah, he don't got a financial advisor. He don't got Al Heyman, you know what I'm saying? Who's been doing shit for the likes of fucking Jay-Z and Beyonce and Drake and dozens more. Like, come on, man, get your shit together.
Al Heyman fuck with Jay-Z and Beyonce too?
Used to. You better check. They got sued.
They got sued?
Yeah.
Well,
he got sued or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Beyonce, okay. I was getting sued.
Beyonce went after him is what I hear, but I ain't bothered to check. That shit wasn't boxing.
Sounds good.
But it was partially. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, yo, I'm your host, Nestor Gates. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Mike.
Shout out my goddamn guy, Shannon Sharp, with the motherfucking Backwood, them cream puffs. Follow me on IG at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312.
Damn, who's this in Chicago, yo? Chicago, what up? Who this?
Probably Danny Boy.
Nah, this is a different Chicago.
Hello?
Who's this?
Hello, what up? This is Eric from Chicago.
Eric. What's up?
Yeah, I'm actually listening to your show now, first time caller. I've been listening for a few weeks. I'm both MMA and boxing fan. I was just trying to help you guys out, maybe give you a little information about what Rizin is. That's usually a $30 like pay-per-view, so it's probably going to be $30 for the show. I don't know if Showtime might get a deal to broadcast that event, but it's probably going to be like $25-$30 for the show. They have it every year.
Oh, they have it every year?
Yeah, they have it. That's every year they have a New Year's show where they have big fights like this. And they'll have...
Let me ask you, in the years previously, could Americans watch it live, or do we have to like wait for like a YouTube stream?
No, it's usually you can buy it through the internet. It's on internet pay-per-view usually. So it's usually like $25-$30 for it. It's 6-7 in the morning, like you guys said. But yeah, it's I'm not sure, since it's gonna be Mayweather, if they're gonna do a Showtime broadcast or something like that. But yeah, usually you can buy it for like $30. I don't know why that would change, make it free, you know? So just letting you guys know on that.
Well, Eric, thanks for calling in. Thanks for informing us. And thank you for being a new listener, man. We're glad that you joined and had the courage to muster up and call in, man. We hope to hear you call in more regularly.
And Eric, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah, tell a friend to tell a friend. I'm actually glad I went back. You know, we had the outro on. I gave my social media. But I am a fan myself of this sport, so I understand. That's the reason I made this show, being disgruntled, not having an outlet to be able to say, fuck, why the fuck is Mayweather fighting this short dude? So I'm glad that, you know, you guys.
Now, what if it's not a boxing match?
I mean, then we stop covering it.
You're not gonna watch it.
This is the Boxing Voice.
What if it come out the night before that?
What's this say here, buddy?
What if it comes out the night before that? It's gonna be in an octagon, but they can only be throwing punches.
Listen, if they somehow throw in boxing, right, and try to market it so that the boxing public still wants it, and it's done well where I'm enticed and interested, I'm going to watch it, Mike. Like I've already told you on this show, I want to watch it. I want Showtime, DAZN, or ESPN3 to get the rights for the U.S. so that it's easier for me to watch. I don't want to do it on a link, you know, listening to Japanese fucking commentary. That's not what I want. I have nothing against that. I just want to listen to what I know. I want to hear them say why they think Nishioka is going to beat Mayweather or how they think he can get it done. You know, I want to hear that. So I would rather it be English broadcast. I would rather it be on one of these new streaming platforms which allow immediate playback in case I don't wake up at 6 in the fucking morning. You know what I'm saying? Just treat me like a customer. The customer's always right. I am the consumer. I'm paying, whether it be for the subscription to ESPN, DAZN, or Showtime, HBO, whatever the case may be. So treat me fairly. You know, help me watch this. But, yeah, man, we already said our social media, so I didn't
even... Early in the morning, 9 o'clock a.m. on the East Coast, 6 o'clock p.m. Well, a.m. on the West Coast.
That's probably right. And then that makes it 8 a.m. Central Time.
Yeah, and 7 a.m. Mountain Time if you live in the mountains in like Colorado or some shit.
So what time would it be in the UK?
Oh, that would be 9 o'clock. That would be, let's go from 12 to 2. 2 o'clock in the UK.
I hope DAZN gets risen. I seen some internet chatter about that, but nothing on an interview or article. But I hope that DAZN gets it. I hope that one of the pre-existing services I'm already paying for, you know.
It makes sense if it's like a MMA thing, because DAZN got just, they got more than just Bellator. They got like IFL or IFC or something like that.
I don't know. IFL's a YouTube channel, but they have Bellator as far as I know. But yeah, we're out. Bye.
Peace.